But you know what? It's a wonderful sight here at Thunder Mountain High. Great atmosphere. Boy, I don't know if you were here for the first game, if you were able to tune in. But the atmosphere in this gym down the stretch was electric as Skagway had a 10-point lead. And it was the Idaberg girls came back, chipped away, down to three players on the court. And they got a look from three with no time left on the clock, missed it. And the gym erupted. Skagway got its first win of the tournament on the girls' side. And it was deserved. They hustled hard. They are a player down as one of their players, McKenna Rowell, sprained a knee yesterday. Hopefully not a tear, hopefully just a sprain, unable to tell with the doctors last night. So Skagway Lady Panthers will go on to play again tomorrow at 2:30 against the loser of the Yakutat Angoon game, which is later tonight here in Juneau. My guess is, if I'm predicting, Angoon will be our next opponent. Yakutat, a terrific squad that we played on their home court this year, and they're good. They're very, very good. They're my favorite to come out of the region. So, on the boys' side now, Skagway Panthers have a 19-9 lead over the Angoon Eagles on the boys' side. And since the winner of this game will play again tomorrow at 12:45. At 12:45 they will play again today. And that will be against the loser of the Klawock Hoona game. Now, Hoona is a team that will give Klawock a run for their money. But Klawock is the first-place team in this region. So my guess is, if Skagway can hold on to the lead, they will play Hoona tomorrow. Now, that's all conjecture and projection. But that's what we've got. Now, Skagway's got the basketball for the lead in the second half. Micah Cook gets the ball off of a missed shot from Colton Belisle, puts it up and in for the putback, and that's how Skagway has been playing well today. Offensive rebounding and putting the ball back in. Now, something that they just didn't do was guard the three-point shooter. McCluskey comes down, knocks down a triple, 21-12 the score. Colton Belisle sees an open Stephen McKnight under the basket. His pass down is deflected and goes out of bounds. It will remain Skagway basketball, 21-12, 7:28 to go in the quarter, the third quarter of action. Alex Ackerman open in the post, turns for his post move, dribbles the ball off of his knee, and rebound comes down to Damian Paul, who goes the length of the court, dribbles it out of bounds, and they're going to call it off of Skagway somehow, even though it clearly went off of Damian Paul from Angoon. Even Damian Paul realized it was turned around walking the other direction, but Angoon is the beneficiary of that call. Takes another deep three from Jacob McCloskey. His shot up, no good. There for the rebound. Micah Cook fights for it, isn't able to rip it free as three Angoon players converge on him. So that jump ball situation is going to go back to Angoon. And Angoon's inbound pass tipped away by Kota Shindo. It will be a side out now for Angoon Eagles. On the court for Skagway, Kota Shindo, Micah Cook, Stephen McKnight, Colton Belisle, and Alex Ackerman. And now a long bomb from their center, Hunter Skeek, hits a lot of backboard and not much else. And Kota Shindo, trying to work through some pretty difficult defense played by Angoon, gets the ball over on the right side to Ackerman. Ackerman's got a lot of room to work, takes an 18-foot jump shot, misses it. There for the rebound, Stephen McKnight, and he is mauled in this gym. It is called a jump ball. So that is a jump ball situation, and that is possession arrow Skagway. Alex Ackerman to take the ball in from underneath the basket for the Panthers. They're going to try and get somebody free. It is Colton Belisle who is free. A couple of ball fakes, and he works into the lane. A running one-handed jumper in the lane. No good. Micah Cook there for the rebound. His putback, no good. Alex Ackerman for the putback, no good. And finally, Hunter Skeet comes down with a rebound for the Eagles, and he goes length of the court, throws up a wild 15-foot jump shot, fights for the rebound. He and Kota Shindo are caught in a jump ball situation. Got to give it to Angoon. They do hustle hard on the court. Skagway is matching that hustle, though. Angoon gets the ball in, swings all the way around the court, and McCluskey's three-point bomb no good. Skagway does not go up strong for the rebound. It falls to the floor, and Angoon comes up with it. Hunter Skeet gets the ball and just launches it at the basket, misses it completely. They try and save the ball, but unable to do so is Angoon, and the ball goes back to Skagway. And it looks like Angoon's going to ball pressure now, as one of Skagway's two guards is out. So they've got a three-man pressure situation. They're breaking it with a pass. Alex Ackerman's pass, however, up into the forecourt, tipped out of bounds by Angoon. It will be Skagway basketball. Underneath the Angoon basket, and Danny Brady to check in now for Skagway. Going to check in for Stephen McKnight. Coach Scott Lesh for the Panthers is going to have a teaching moment with Stephen McKnight, as Stephen was not in the correct position to receive that last pass. Panthers work the ball quickly around. They get an open look for Danny Brady from the free throw line. Just a little too strong, and Eagles pick up the rebound. Hunter Skeek has it now for Angoon. Gets the ball over in the corner to Clint Howard. That's not the corner. That's the high wing. High wing to Clint Howard. Back over to McCloskey. Down quickly into the post. It goes to Kevin Mitchell. We've got a jump ball situation as he's tied up by Micah Cook. Nice job, Micah. Back to Angoon. One jump ball after another here today. Everybody in the stands is yelling, white ball. Coach Scott Lesh is yelling, white ball. And the officials are conferencing now. I can understand how it might be a little bit confusing, seeing as there were just seven jump balls in a row here. You know, that's a lot of jump balls. But they're looking at the official score, and they have made the correct call. They're giving the ball back to Skagway. So on that jump ball, Skagway gets possession. Kota Shindo to inbound. Danny Brady trying to work to get free. Kota's got very little option as far as the inbound. Gets it to Brady. Brady's racing up the sideline. Sneaks by everybody. And he's called for stepping out of bounds on the dribble. Skagway's got to work on passing the ball up the court rather than dribbling the ball up the court. Danny Brady thought he had his team up the sideline. Almost did. McCluskey with the ball now over to Hunter Skeek for Angoon. Hunter Skeek gets it over to Jackson Collins. His shot no good. Fight for the rebound results in a, you guessed it, a jump ball. It will remain Angoon basketball now. We know that one for sure. Hunter Skeek trying to set up post position underneath the basket. The official tells him not to shove. Hunter Skeek gets it. He's going to launch up a wild three-point shot. It rims out, and there for the rebound, Colton Belisle. They're trying to tie him up, and that's a foul. And Scott Lesh, head coach for the Panthers, is calling out that is a foul. And finally, the officials agree with him and call the foul. Amazing how many jump balls have been called in this gym here so far during the tournament. Danny Brady for Skagway gets the ball into the forecourt, gets it to Alex Ackerman, turns around, gives it to Micah Cook. His jump shot too big, but there's Colt Belisle on the weak side for the rebound with nobody pressuring him, and he gets the ball, puts it back in. 23-12, the lead for Skagway. They're up 11 on Angoon, 4:55 left to go here in the third quarter. Hunter Skeek's pass, difficult to handle, and a reach-in violation called against Colton Belisle by the back official who was screened from the play. It looked clean from this angle. I actually had a better angle than the official on that one, but I may also have a favorite team in this match. So, Angoon gets the ball. Hunter Skeek. Oh, yes! Alex Ackerman reaches up, blocks Hunter Skeek's jump shot from the sideline, and then Ackerman comes down with the ball. Hunter Skeek fouls him and is protesting profusely with the officials. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. But he is now called for his fourth foul. So number 44, Hunter Skeek, picks up his fourth foul early in the third quarter, and that is trouble for Angoon. He is one of their powerhouse players. Maybe a little wild with the ball sometimes. Quickly into the forecourt. Skagway gets the ball to Micah Cook, tries to get it back to Danny Brady. There's a scrum for the ball. It is loose. Still scrumming, and jump ball situation. That one's going to go to Skagway. A lot of hustle on the court from both teams. Both teams have no problem going to the floor, going after the basketball. Skagway's got to find somebody to inbound the ball. Colt Belisle finally says, it's me. I'll do it. Colt Belisle has the ball. Want to work it in. Get to Dakota. Dakota, a few ball fakes and a three-point shot. A 20-footer goes 19 feet. Rebound for Angoon. And jump ball as the rebound was tied up. So another jump ball. What are we at, 11? Anybody keeping track of how many jump balls? It could be a drinking game. Ball gets over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady goes length of the court, off of a steal, lays it up with his left hand. Good. 25-12 now the score. And Goon Eagles has the ball. Has the ball. Clusky gets the ball to Clinton Howard. Clinton Howard working on the right side. There's a foul called. It's going to go against Kota Shindo. Side out for Angoon. Angoon gets the ball into McCluskey. McCluskey to work on the top of the 1-3-1. That's Kota. He gets it over into the wing to Hunter Skeek. Hunter Skeek comes into the lane. His shot up. No good. I'm sorry. It's not Hunter Skeek. He's out of the game. It was Clinton Howard. Rebound comes down to Skagway. Kota's long pass. Erroneous and picked off by Clinton Howard. Clinton Howard all over the court on that one. Now Angoon turns the ball back over to Skagway. And Kota Shindo works it into the forecourt. He's got somebody open. He's got three players open as two Angoon players are still at the other end of the court. One of them's down. It looks like he's hurt. He's getting up now. But Skagway missed the shot and could not get the rebound. Instead, Jacob McCluskey takes the ball the length of the court and lays it in for Angoon. And that's something that will drive a coach absolutely mad. You get a 5-on-2, can't score. Instead, they bring it down to score on the other end on you. Skagway works the ball quickly to a cutting Alex Ackerman, but he caught the ball and traveled. 25-14. Angoon Eagles hanging tough. 11-point deficit still. They've got a little renewed fire here. They're scrapping and hustling all over the court. Boone's content to work the ball around the perimeter. Damian Paul gets the ball over in the corner to Jackson Collins. Jackson Collins puts in a three-point bucket. 25-17 the score. Quickly Skagway the other way. And Colton Belial left open for an 8-foot jumper. And that's something that needs to happen for Skagway. As Skagway was left wide open in the forecourt, they can break the press with the pass, and that was a beautiful job of doing it right there. Let's see if they can continue. 2:19 to go here in the third quarter. Skagway's got a 10-point lead. McCluskey's eyeing a 35-foot jump shot. They can take it. Pass it over to the wing. Now he's going to take it, and he makes it. He makes it from about 32 feet. What a shot by McCluskey. 27-20, now the score. Skagway's got a guard all over the court on this McCluskey kid. Kota Shindo gets it to Ackerman, gets it over to Brady. Brady's jump shot, no good. Rebound, fought for and won by Damian Paul of Angoon. Damian Paul going to dribble with the left hand, poked away by Brady, but into the hands of McCluskey. McCluskey working in the lane. He takes his left-handed jumper off glass, and no good, but he is fouled on the play. They're going to give that foul to Danny Brady, and that is three for a slightly gimpy Danny Brady. Scott Lesh, coach of the Panthers, calls for a full timeout with a minute 42 to go. Angoon Eagles on the free throw line, and it looks like the crowd is favoring the Eagles, the underdog in this matchup, as crowds often do favor the underdog. Angoon is here in full. They've got a big presence in the gym. 27-20, the score. Ooh, a lot of back and forth action here in the gym today. Skagway Panthers have to remember they take care of the basketball, they pass it well, and they hit the rebounding hard. They have a good chance at moving on in this tournament in the loser's bracket. For those of you not in the know, two teams will advance from this regional tournament to go on to state. You will have the winner of the winner's bracket, a team that does not lose, and the winner of the loser's bracket. Now, it is possible that you will have a couple of teams advance that have one loss. Not exactly sure how that all works. Anyway, two teams will advance. Two teams will advance to the regional tournament. So the Skagway Panthers, on the court for them, Stephen McKnight, Colt Belial, Alex Ackerman, Danny Brady, and Kota Shindo, their starting five. Is out. At the free throw line for the Angoon Eagles, Jacob McCluskey. McCluskey finds the first throw, his shot up and good. 27-21 to score. McCluskey, that's rims out. Alex Ackerman there for the rebound. Nice rebound by Ackerman. His outlet pass up to Colton Belisle. Successful. Colton Belisle dribbles over half court. He wants to work into the lane. Has the ball tipped away by McCluskey. Instead finds an Ackerman underneath the hoop. He was open. Fed him the ball. He turned. He missed the shot, but he was fouled. And that's why he missed the shot. So Ackerman will go to the line now to shoot two. For Skagway. And nice job turning and feeding the post by Colton Belisle. And a great job setting up in the post by Alex Ackerman. So Ackerman takes a moment, meditates on the ball. Spins the ball off the floor, up, and his first shot is good. First shot is good, 28-21. Trying to reestablish the lead in Skagway. They had that lead up to 11, and Angoon started chipping away at it here in the third quarter. Ackerman's second shot is up, off rim, and good. Back up to 9 points now. Sorry, 8 points for the lead, 29-21. A minute 27 left to go in the third quarter. And Angoon takes a quick shot out of the corner. Rebound to McKnight. They call him for a travel. He got the rebound while on his knees. He put one knee up. Like he put 1 foot down. You know, he brought the knee up, put 1 foot down. And they called him for a travel on it, even though the other knee still was established in position. And now we've got a travel on Damian Paul. It was actually a double dribble violation on Damian Paul as he got the ball, tried to go into the lane and double dribbled. So ball back over to Skagway. Inbound goes to Danny Brady, wants to work on McCluskey. He's working with a left-hand dribble. A little dangerous. Danny's having a hard time keeping control of the ball. Gets it over to Kota Shindo. As he went to the floor, he passed it over to Kota, but they called him for a travel. Rewarding that tough defense by Angoon were the officials on that one. Minute four now to go in the quarter. The gym is getting electric here late in the game. McCluskey has the ball for Angoon. Working it around the corner to Thomas Foxglove. His corner jumper from three, no good. And McCluskey's got an open look. Off glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Thomas Foxglove. Ball goes up, another shot by Angoon, goes up, hits the supports, goes over the top of the backboard, and out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball. Panthers trying to inbound the ball. Ackerman gets it now on the left-hand side. He's got to pass it. No, he's going to continue that high dribble. He brings it all the way into the lane, lays it up and in. I say he's got to pass it. Don't tell Ackerman that. Not on that play. Beautiful full-length dribble by Ackerman, and a layup. And now Skagway's lead is back to 10. McCluskey tries another 35-foot jump shot and draws nothing but the out-of-bounds, and his coach is saying, hey, calm down. Calm down now, head coach James Wilson of the Angoon Eagles. And we don't need the 35-foot jump shot, which I agree with. It did get a lot of applause when he hit that one, though. Skagway quickly trying to work the ball into the post. Stephen McKnight can't corral the pass. It goes out of bounds. And it goes completely out of the gym, through the open door. Angoon Eagle basketball with 9 seconds to go here in the quarter. It will be Damian Paul to bring the ball up for Angoon. He's guarded by Kota Shindo. Nice little stutter move by Paul. His pass over into the corner, tipped out of bounds by Colton Belisle. And it will be Angoon basketball. Thomas Fox Club to inbound the ball now for Angoon. He's looking for somebody open. He gets it to Paul. Paul gets an open look into the middle. His shot up, no good. Rebound down into the hands of Skagway. And the score will remain 31-21. Skagway Panthers up over the Angoon Eagles. This is an exciting early game here in Juneau. And it looks like today's games will be a little bit closer than yesterday's. Yesterday's, we had a host of blowouts. And today, not so much. There were a few close games yesterday on the tilt, on the girls' side. Angoon and Huna. They were very close. Angoon pulled it out. So we'll see what happens here in this one. 10-point lead for the Skagway Panthers. Coming off of a terrific nail-biting win by the girls' squad earlier this morning, the 9:15 a.m. game. So Skagway trying to ride a little bit of momentum here and get two wins in this tournament, one for the girls, one for the boys so far, if Skagway can hold on to this lead. Now, it's a 10-point lead. They've been holding on to the